Thank you so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and right now is the open enrollment for the healthcare marketplace. Joining us this morning to tell us more about that, everything that's going on, is Nancy Teege. Nancy, thank you very much for coming this morning. And explain your role. You are a navigator, or what is your official?
We're insurance agents. So we sell through the marketplace and marketplace plans. So we're able to advise, direct, and sell the plans that are in the marketplace.
And is that any agent in any insurance company, or just certain companies
have the skills? You have to be, quote, certified to be able to do that. So you have to get a certification through the marketplace.
Okay.
So all our office, our three that we, three in the picture that I see you've got out.
At the newspaper. I have a newspaper ad here in front of me. Just because I want to get those terms right. And the open enrollment is until December 15th.
Right.
So explain what is going on with this whole
system.
What's
it all about?
What's it all about? And it sounds as though it's maybe a little more complicated this year, or no?
It's a little different this year. So, the overall process is not any different. It's now only open through November 1st to December 15th. Was that way last year. And anybody can go on to the marketplace and do an open and enroll yourself. I think some of the questions are a little tricky. They sort of set you up into maybe answering them wrong.
What could be an example of?
One of them is a question about disability. And if you the real question that they're really asking is, are you Social Security disabled, which would automatically push you towards the Medicaid market. So if you answer yes to that, you're going to go to Medicaid, or they're going to send you to be checked to see if you can get Medicaid qualifications.
Why would you say yes, and why would you say no on that
because
question?
Because the question is more like, are you disabled and unable to work? Or are you disabled for some reason that would prevent you from working? And that's kind of a loaded question in a lot of people's mind. It's not a loaded question when you know what the question is.
Okay.
I know there's been people who have run into that problem question. There's just some that we just have learned to float through. But right now it's not a big issue because it's open enrollment.
So using that question as example, if someone checks it incorrectly, then you're saying they are pushed over to be looking at Medicaid. They are no longer allowed to.
Right.
Although they may have just incorrectly answered that question.
Right.
Okay. And I've heard that the premiums have gone up, that things are more expensive. Is that true? Is that not? Does it depend on who you are?
Yeah. So premiums are based on your income and your age. So to calculate out the rates, they use the second lowest silver premium, and that's compared to a factor that the IRS assigns to the income level. And that percentage of your income then is matched to that second lowest silver plan, and that creates the premium. Or a subsidy. And then you can take that subsidy, apply it to any of the plans. A quirky thing happened this year, and the feds have not been really good in the last year about funding the cost share reductions. And I can talk about that in a minute. But they haven't been very good about funding those consistently. So the companies, I think, are this year padding up that silver plan to offset the cost that they could be facing when the feds don't pay their share. And that's so the overall cost of that second lowest silver plan is higher. And when you cost that out, it makes your subsidy a little bit better, but it's done some other quirky things with things. So right now the weird piece is like the gold plan is cheaper than the silver plan, which is really odd.
It sounds very complicated.
It's, You got to know taxes too, because it's all based on your tax return. Your premium is going to be based on your tax return.
Okay, what did you call it? Cost share?
Cost share reductions. So if you're up to 250% of poverty, you can get cost share reductions in your plan. And that's when they lower the premium, They don't really do that. They lower your deductible and your out of pockets. So instead of getting like a, right now the silver plans are $4,500 deductible or $3,000 on the HSA side. And those plans will drop down to like $1,500 or $1,000 deductible.
And what are we looking at? I mean, obviously it's a range. It depends on your income, but what kind of monthly payments is someone looking at for their plans?
They're looking at probably around $30 to $100 a month.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just hear these horror stories of it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
The regular market would look like that.
Okay.
If I were just going to give you a plan without having subsidy, yeah, you'd be looking at prices like that. But they have gone down. So now like a 50-year-old mid-50 person would be somewhere in the 900s.
With an income of roughly, if they hadn't...
If they didn't get subsidy.
Okay.
And then the subsidy just brings that number down. So if you have... I brought my book with me, just in case. So let me go to... Like right now, the bronze plans are going to be the lowest cost plans we could get. Without subsidy, the highest premium for somebody that's 64 years old is going, for that plan, 6350 plan, is going to be a little over $1,100 a month. And their child would be $283 a month. And that's for the lowest cost. Then you apply your subsidy to those premiums, and here it takes away just about quite a bit of it.
How many options do we have here in Alaska for plans? It seems like there's only one health insurance carrier, or are there many?
There's only one here in the state of Alaska.
Is Premera Blue Cross.
Which is Premera, right. I think we'll only have Premera for this year, probably again next year would be my guess. I don't think Moda will be back in next year, but will be for the following year. I don't know.
Unknown.
There it is.
So it, in a sense, in Alaska, it makes it simple and you're not able to really shop around other than going either bronze, silver, or gold, correct?
Right. Yeah. We don't have a lot of choices.
Okay. And can you talk about that? Like the bronze, the silver, and the gold? A little bit about what are the benefits of each?
Of the plans we have, first kind of let me give you an idea of how they get to those plans. They're all calculated by the feds. The feds have calculated, they've got a calculator. And all plans have to be run through that calculator. And that creates weird plans. So people complain, oh, the deductibles are different and the coinsurance changes every year. My copays are different every year. That's because they run through this calculator that has a range for what a gold plan would be and total out of pocket would be for a gold or a bronze or a silver plan. And that has to be met every year. So it changes the plans all the time, which is confusing to people.
Okay. It sounds like it's kind of difficult to move through this, or is it really not that bad?
Not if you're used to it. Mm-hmm. So it's not difficult for us. We kind of know what we're looking at. Plans didn't change a lot this year. There's some quirky things this year that happened. So one of the big things, and I've been hearing it on the radio too, that there's been a comment about the travel or where you can go to get care in the state of Alaska plans, that you have to go to, you'll only get in-network care for Washington and Alaska. And that's true. They've narrowed their area of where you can go. Everything, if you go to like California or Florida, you're going to get out of network. Everything will be considered to be out of network when you go there. It's kind of a shortened or expanded version of what they do down in Washington. Washington only allows exclusive plans, and so it's very narrow. So if you live in a county, your care is going to have to be in that county or not very far out. So maybe if you're in like Seattle, you'll go maybe a couple counties. If you're in Tacoma, you might be able to use Pierce County and maybe a little bit out of that. But you don't go much further than that. So for us to have Washington and Alaska all to use, great.
Yeah, and I imagine for us, though, also it's just where facilities are available. In some cases, you have to go out of state.
Right. So that's what I've been very vocal to Premier about it. Yeah.
That you have no choice. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you
got to go out.
You have to go because those services are not available
here.
Yes.
So that's true. And then Premier also has a really very good travel package. So they will pay for your travel out for one trip this year. And then they also have this other plan that is will do your travel for like surgeries or other procedures, and they'll pay your travel, your part of your hotel. And now they're, and you can do that as often as you need to use it.
Hmm.
So that's pretty good. That's really good.
Are there other changes that have happened this year, or other little quirks you talked about, kind of different?
Yeah, the other little quirk is that in the non-HSA plans, they're also including dental cleanings for your dental, which is new. And it has to be with a preferred provider, which I believe is, for sure I know, is David Albertson, but I'm trying to figure out if Evison's one or the other,
well.
Too.
Okay. I have been given the phone numbers out, but we have a phone call on the line, so you can need headphones there, Nancy. And Nancy is here to answer questions. You can give us a call at 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. Hang on just a second here. Get things set up, and good morning to our caller. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was when Nancy was talking about the residency, Washington and Alaska, it brought up a question. My daughter is no longer eligible to be on my insurance, and she just moved to Massachusetts. And she's having trouble finding insurance because she keeps running into that she's not technically a Massachusetts resident, but she doesn't live in Alaska anymore either. And so how should she proceed with trying to find some insurance?
Has she aged off your plan?
Yes. Well, she graduated from college, so she's no longer eligible for my retirement plan.
She's a resident here?
Well, technically, she's still an Alaska resident, but she has moved to, you know, the East Coast, so she's not really planning on coming back here anytime soon.
So she wants to get her insurance there, or?
Yeah. So she's living there, and she's, when she goes through the exchange and all that, then she gets down to the nitty-gritty of it, and if she's not a Massachusetts resident, she's not eligible either. So, and I guess she can't be a Massachusetts resident for like several months or a year or something.
Well, most cases they're not, because of the way that the insurance is working, a lot of people have been, and I'm not that familiar with Massachusetts law, but at least here, if you move into the state and if you move down to like Washington, you will, because you've moved, you will be able to get that insurance in that state. So there must be a question in the Massachusetts questions that they're asking because to me there's been a difference in between an official residency and a location residency. That's the best I can describe it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I suggested that she go talk to someone like you there and try to figure it out. But anyway,
that's what I would do.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot of stuff to go through and try to figure out on your own in the best of circumstances anyway. Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you for your time, and that's a very interesting subject for sure.
Thank you. And if you want to call our office, and we can check into the Massachusetts law a little bit too.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, that sounds like a complex question, but again, it's probably different state by state.
It's very different state by state. And the questions, because Massachusetts is not part of the overall marketplace, I don't believe. Because then I would know the questions exactly what's being asked. The question of are you a resident doesn't come up in our questions. It comes up in other states, and I've looked at some of the other states' questions, and that's there.
And you said Massachusetts isn't part of the...
So different states have different market or entry levels. So like Washington has Washington, they have their own, instead of the marketplace, they have their own marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And there's, I'm not sure how many states, but quite a few of them have their own. Oregon did.
So it would work differently than the federal program.
It works just the same. What they're asking in there is different.
Okay.
It's not the same as what the marketplace asks.
Okay. And we have another caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. I just two quick questions. With an HSA plan, then one is not eligible for the dental cleanings. And the other question is, does Primera... I was told that they do cover the Guardian flight or the airlift emergency flights. I just wanted to make sure they actually do.
The easy question will be the dental. The dental is just tacked on, the cleanings are tacked on to the non-HSA plan, so not the – so it would be the gold, there's three plans that are not HSAs. So those are the three that have the...
Well, I've got a bronze HSA. So that makes me ineligible for the cleaning.
Right.
Okay.
Now about the Guardian flight. So that's a kind of a bigger question in how do insurance companies cover
Medevacs.
And so they, and on a Medevac... If you're in an emergency, true emergency situation that you have to, medically you have to get out right away, then either Guardian or Airlift Northwest will get you out. And there's no issue with that's going to go out as an in-network situation. Here we get medevaced out for non-emergent but urgent care. And that is not considered in Primera's world. That has to be a pre-authorized and you need to use Airlift Northwest for that care. So, but Guardian Flight has not been a preferred provider to Primera ever.
So if it's
a traumatic emergency airlift and urgent. Mm-hmm. Is
loss of life, loss of limb, loss of function. So if something is urgent that needs to be repaired or taken care of, or you'll lose your life right now, if you don't get immediate care for it, that's an emergency.
And so you're kind of on your own getting down there with just an urgent...
No, because there's other urgent things. Like if something were urgent, I'm trying to think of something that would be.
Well, let's say a bad hernia.
That could probably be urgent. So if it's something that could sort of be done here, but they don't want to really do it here, then that could very possibly go to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
They need to call Primera. And make sure that, and get it approved, get the travel approved, and they will have Airlift Northwest come get you.
Okay, and so the HSA plan is just the cheaper plans of the bronze, silver, and gold?
No, there's only a silver and there's a bronze plan for the HSAs, and they're cheaper. Kind of the, here's some other things about HSAs. One of them is that their out-of-pocket is lower, than, except for the gold. It's lower than the cap. The HSA laws require that stay lower for now. It's kind of done a flip in the world. The it controls the out-of-pocket, and the HS and the ACA rules let you, now are at $7,900 required or allowed out-of-pocket, whereas the HSAs are at $6,700 or $6,900. So you got a savings of $1,000 if possibly for big coverages. The other thing about the HSAs is that it's all applied to deductible and co-insurance. So you don't get office copays or prescription drug copays, and there's no first making it no first dollar coverage. So you're not going to be able to get those first dollar things, and that's why it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your questions. Again, if anyone else has a question out there, you can give us a call at 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. What you keep saying HSA, what does that stand for?
Health Savings Account.
Health Savings. Okay, gotcha. I have one of those.
I love those. So they're qualified plans, and they allow you to put money into an HSA account. So it's really two parts. People think there's sometimes one plan, but there are really two parts to it. So the health insurance plan itself is in pure out-of-pocket, deductible, and co-insurance. I compare it to the old days when I first started, where everything was all deductible and co-insurance. Now we have these plans that have copays for your deductible, for your prescription drugs, and copays for office visits, and HSAs can't have any of that. So they're deductible, co-insurance. Primera has preventive drugs that go with it that are free. So you can get those. And that's pretty much everything else applies to deductible and co-insurance. But it's the advantage of being able to have the HSA account where you can put, and that's an account that's kind of like a medical IRA. And that's the plan where you can put, or an account where you can put in all of your, you can deposit every year up to, right now, $3,450. You can deposit that, and you can use that for medical expenses on a pre-tax, so you can pull that money out and use it without having tax applied to it. It's also pre-tax going in. So it's one of the one things in the world that you get no tax going in and no tax going out.
And again, it is used solely for medical expenses.
Until you turn age 65. And then when you turn age 65, it will act like an IRA. So you can pull that money out. It's non-taxable going in. It'll be taxable coming out, but you won't have any penalty of taking it out early.
But so you're saying at that age, you don't have to use it for medical? Or you do?
No, you don't have to. It would be regularly taxed if you took it for non-medical. If you used it for medical, dental, vision, or any of those qualified expenses, then it would be free.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But at some point, you can access it, I guess, for other things, because it's your money. You've got it in there.
And it works just, that's why I call it a medical IRA. That's kind of what it acts like.
Okay. Again, we have a few minutes left. If anyone has questions, you can give us a call at 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. Are there other things about open enrollment that people should know? Are there things going on right now other than just
enrolling? A couple things that we're kind of reminding people. One is, since plans are based on your age and your income, you probably want to update any information you've put into the marketplace, because you are a year older than you were last year. So your premium's higher, which will change your subsidy level. It will probably increase it. So I would definitely get in and get it updated. So you can go on yourself, or we can go if you're, we can go in a back door and get in, and we could probably help you do that. That would be the one thing that we're catching this year, is that updated, because everything's, they say they'll roll over your annual, you know, they'll roll you over every year, but they're only rolling over what you had last year for your subsidy. They're not rolling over your current allowed amount. So
update your information.
Yeah.
And is this, so it sounds like this is something you can do on your own. You can go to, is there a website? Where do you go?
Healthcare.gov.
Healthcare.gov. Okay. And then also you can seek help from an agent. And in doing so, is there a cost to that to go? Okay.
Nope.
So
there's no cost.
Okay. So any other thoughts?
No, I just tell
those
people.
Are my questions.
If you get lost in them, you know, you can just give us a call. We are there to help. And we do a lot of help. We're the only ones in town that are doing it. So there's no navigators in Ketchikan. They have appeared once in a while.
Okay.
But they're not consistently here. So we are here all the time and we will help.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Nancy TG with us this morning. And again, it is open enrollment time for the health insurance marketplace. It closes December 15th. So if you need to get going, now is the time.